Track 3, Nina Nana. ITV's arts editor speaks on life in Norfolk, red carpets and garden paths.
I always tell myself once film awards season and the Brits are over with that my year will calm down a bit and that I will spend a bit more time at home in Norwich, that I'll get the garden sorted, cut the grass, sort the trees, etc. The fact that I've recently hired a gardener tells you how well I'm doing on the latter bit. It has been a very hard thing to do. My late husband Steve was a garden designer and the thought of seeing another gardener out in the lovely space that he created was just a bit too much for me to face. However, reality has kicked in and the fact is I need a bit of help. Not that I don't do any gardening, I've grown to love it, from it being a necessity for me once we lost Steve to something now that I actually enjoy. He always said he had the best job in the world and you know what? He did. And anyway, how could I attack the shrubs while I'm still chock-a-block at work? Because the truth is, it doesn't stop when I come home from LA and the Oscars. Another annual fixture in my calendar is the Eurovision Song Contest, which this year marked its 70th birthday in Vienna. Go on, admit it, you watched it. Although there's evidence that viewership in some countries, including the UK, has been falling, it is still the biggest live music event in the world. But the truth is, what has made it a difficult event for journalists to miss in recent years is the inclusion of Israel. Since the event in Malmö in Sweden in 2024, the contest has been taking place against a backdrop of protest in the streets, with people calling for Israel to be excluded from the competition because of the war in Gaza. This year, five countries boycotted the event, and although some of those countries' state broadcasters opted to not even show the competition for the first time, the event proceeded with the usual glitter and hoopla. It must be said everyone in the media room held their breath when the score in the finals came down to the wire and it looked like Israel may be the winner, facing Eurovision organisers with the scenario that it might be the place where next year's competition is held. But Bulgaria it is. It's a country I visited before when I did a documentary for ITV's On Assignment about the ancient art of firewalking in the country. It is a beautiful place, and welcoming the Eurovision Circus is a lot to ask a country to do, but the hope is always that the tourism and business that follows will have made it all worthwhile. We will see. Alongside ITN work, there have been some lovely assignments I've carried out in Norfolk recently. As I write this, I'm preparing to sit down with Sir Michael Palin to interview him on stage about his latest book, A Travelogue of Nigeria, and of course about his astonishing career. The venue at the UEA is sold out, and I'm so looking forward to seeing him again. One of my favourite work memories involves him when I was invited to his house a couple of times to interview him, and on one occasion he asked if I'd like a cup of coffee. We wandered into his kitchen, and somehow the conversation got onto the classic Monty Python film, Life of Brian, and he started telling me about filming in Tunisia, and as my coffee was being made, I had to pinch myself. I also recently interviewed a well-known figure who I can't believe I haven't met before, stylist, content creator and writer Paula Sutton at Dragon Hall. I'm a trustee of the National Centre for Writing based there. Paula has just written a new cosy crime book, The Body in the Kitchen Garden. As I was researching her, I discovered that she'd been living in London with her family and then decided to move to Norfolk to seek a better quality of life and try and slow down after the demands of living in the capital. So much of her story resonated with me. We too had made that move to try a different life and had fallen in love with beautiful Norfolk. And as two diverse women living in the county, I was intrigued to hear of her experience. It also turns out her husband Duncan had worked with a lot of my colleagues in the ITN newsroom as he's in the same industry. Like many people, I follow Paula's online updates about her home, Hill House, and now, quite frankly, I can't wait to visit it. I interview people for a living as part of my job at ITN, but it is always a special joy if you have some kind of connection and find that your paths have actually crossed before, or really should do in the future. All of it takes time, of course, is for me to spend a bit more time in Norwich, which is my resolution every year. And now the Oscars, the Brits and Eurovision are over, I really have no excuse, do I?